Welcome to This Week in Waukesha podcast, our second ever edition of this inaugural weekend. I am Don Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in my beloved Bantam Park neighborhood. I am joined by my faithful producer as we both take a sip and sink. That's how we jam. You know, we're really much in sync. This is the Mighty Max Martinson down at the WAK Studios on Victory Avenue in Radio Park. And as I mentioned in the first podcast, we're both thrilled to be moving our show concept to this exciting podcast platform that Civic Media provides. It allows us to reach more listeners, especially those who are not awake on Saturday mornings. And that now includes me before 9 a.m. So, but one aspect that remains the same is our approach to acting locally, thinking globally. And a great example of this is what's going on today in Waukesha, as Waukesha North, home of the North Stars, celebrates their 50th anniversary with a day full of great activities. And here to tell us about, in the first podcast, we had Diane Voigt, a longtime educator there, a business education teacher, current member of our school board, and a member of the planning committee for the golden anniversary, and also the proud mother of Greta Voigt, a physics teacher since 2012 at Waukesha North. So great, great legacy. The Voigt families at Waukesha North, and another guest from the student side, if you'll give me the student perspective, is from the class of 79, not 78, Brian Troutman, and a member of the, this is the first class to go all 4 years at North, is that right, or one of them?
Yeah, what we're the, yeah, 1979 was the first class to go 4 full years, 78 went 3.5 years, with okay. North opening up in January of 75.
So, Brian, you were a freshman then at Waukesha North in the fall of 74, but your classes were being held in a second shift at Waukesha South?
I started here at North. So when I was a freshman, I started here at North. So I was not the group that would have graduated in 78. They went.
They were the inaugural full body. Okay, but, you know, close enough.
Right.
So that's terrific. And so, you know, obviously, Diane has a lot of reasons to have this passion for North, you know, two generations of educators, the mother of for you going all the way back to the class of 79, I'm old too. What has North meant to you? And I forgot to mention too, because you're retired, but you work at Waukesha North. So tell us all about that.
Sure. So I am a hall aide here at North. So when there's school, I work. When there's no school, I don't work. So it's kind of a semi-retirement job for me. I enjoy it. I'm pretty much myself and the other Holly. We pretty much do whatever is needed to be done. You know, getting kids back to class, making sure the building is safe and secure for the students and staff, running passes for administration, breaks for teachers if they, bathroom breaks or whatever it may be, for the teachers. Variety, it's pretty much open-ended. It changes sometimes every day.
Neat. So as a grad, like, what is being a North Star meant to you, having this long affiliation going back to your days as a student?
Sure. When I first graduated, it was like, okay, I'm kind of done with North type thing. I graduated from North. My brothers graduated from North. My wife and her brother and sisters graduated from North. Our kids graduated from North. And our two oldest grandsons will eventually graduate.
Nice.
Okay. So my oldest grandson is actually a freshman here at North this year. Just kind of being part of the community. I've lived in the North District my whole life. Watched the building get built. Yeah. So it's just kind of exciting.
Yeah. Do you know, Brian, since you're one of the first graduating classes, where they came up with the North Star nickname or who was responsible for that?
That would have been a couple of classes ahead of me, but there was a lot of different things that were bounced around, and I don't quite remember all of them, but different names, different colors, and so on and so, so on and so forth. But early on, a lot of it was kind of like an offshoot of Waukesha South is black and red, and they talked about maroon and gray, and kind of following like a sister thing for South.
Okay.
But that all changed early on.
Yeah. Sure. So whose idea was it to choose the Viking colors here in Packer Nation?
Actually, when I was at Butler Middle School, our class was part of that decision. Nice. There were a number of different colors that were presented. To the best of my knowledge, the purple and white and Carolina blue stood out, you know, purple being kind of a royalty type color. Yeah. You know, that's best of my recollection. That's kind of where that came from. And then as far as the name at the time, Waukesha High School, which is now Waukesha South, that was pretty much on the south side of town, and where North currently is was on the north side of town. And now it's with the growth that the city has had over the last 50 years, it's really not on the north and the south sides of town.
Sure. Sure. Interesting. So, but a great name, because as a, you know, North Star is often a metaphor for leadership and vision. As I understand it, and I remember Minnesota's NHL team before they moved to Dallas and reemerged as they were the North Stars. So I always remember it. Now they're the Dallas Stars, but
sure.
So I understand the reference. That's kind of neat. So that's great. What activities were you involved in when you were a student at North?
I wasn't the best of athletes. So athletics, participating and being on a team was out. So I became a manager at that time, helping out the coaches and stuff for volleyball and basketball. So I did 4 years of managing in volleyball and 4 years of managing in basketball.
Oh, how fun. That's great. I think that's neat. My dad did that in college for and it was a Division I basketball pro for the basketball team, and got to meet friends from all over.
Sure.
It was a great experience. So really neat. And I was going to also ask too, is that you obviously, as a member of the planning committee, you have a big part in what's going on today. Can you review for us or walk us through some of the events and what you're really excited about and what people should be paying attention to?
Sure. So with being an employee here at school and pretty much walking around the school all day long, I was able to make connections with a variety of different teachers and students. So current students have played a big part in this too. Last year's drawing and painting class actually had an assignment to help us come up with a logo. So Hannah Wagner, who was a sophomore last year, we ended up picking her design out of, I think it was 22 designs that the students came up with. So we picked her design and with a few tweaks came up with our logo. Our current photography class did a slideshow presentation. We've got roughly 500 slides that'll be running on a loop today for people to look at. And that captures a 50-year history here.
Those are great.
You know, our cheerleaders, our band, and our choir are all participating with alumni in different events today. So that's really exciting to have our current students engaging with alumni.
Yeah, no, I think that's one. Any chance for intergenerational bonding, I'm really huge on, because there's so much for the kids to learn. And for us older kids, it's also a great opportunity to learn about what's going on these days and what inspires and excites our youth.
Right.
And what we can expect. So is there a favorite aspect or highlight of today that you're really looking forward to?
Pretty much all of it, to be honest with you. Nice. You know, there's been a lot of hard work by a lot of people put into, you know, to make this happen here. So, you know, just might be kind of cliche to say all of it, but just trying to see how everything comes together. My job today is more or less just to kind of make sure everything's running as smooth as possible.
Okay. Fantastic. So, now as we were asking about the nickname, I was thinking too, with three generations of Troutmans, you know, that could be another great, if you ever decide to do a rebrand, that the Troutman of Waukesha North has a really nice ring to it.
Okay.
So we'll see what Diane thinks about that. But what are your, what were some of the, I guess, your favorite memories of your time at North as a student?
Sure. I wasn't necessarily a model student, I'll be honest with you on that.
Welcome to the club.
But I wasn't the worst one either. So, but as far as memories, those really making the lifelong connections and the lifelong friendships that I've got right now.
Yeah.
most of the people that I know right now, I've known since grade school. You know, lifelong friends that I've been with through elementary school, middle school, and then through high school. And then other people that I've met, you know, pretty much everybody that stood up in my wedding, my wife and I went to school with, you know, we still remain close friends.
That's neat. I think that's pretty unique for a city of 70,000, the size of Waukesha, that I've encountered that. And I've lived in a lot of different places where people still have those close ties to high school friends that not just long distance buddies or Facebook friends, but people that you're still doing business with or meeting for fish fry or going to your kids' games together or running into. And I think that's a wonderful thing, you know, as a Waukesha transplant, I really admire that sense of community that lives at North along with the other schools.
Sure.
So what about any like favorite teachers that you had that had a real impact on your life?
Sure. Sue Ruff, who's part of our planning committee. Sue Ruff and Tim Paulson, they were English teachers here. Had a real nice dynamic with between the two of them. Back then, they were in rooms right next to each other with kind of like an accordion door there.
Oh, cool.
So they would open it up and kind of co-teach both classes. Art Lutsky was my auto teacher. Tom Hiltz was my graphics teacher, which is what I eventually went to get into after high school.
Oh, cool.
Tony Brolic, the late Tony Brolic, got to know him outside of school.
Okay.
And then Chuck Trewin was my basketball coach, and he was like second dad to me. Okay.
Sure.
It still is really super special to me.
Oh, that's terrific. I love that. And now you, not only you graduated from North, but you also continue to live in Waukesha.
Correct.
After graduation. And what were what activities were some of your children involved with when they were here?
My daughter was involved in band, cheerleading, and drama for a while here. My son did baseball his freshman year, and then just pretty much decided to concentrate on his studies a little bit more.
Okay, nice. That's great. And how about your grandchildren, if I may ask? But how many are there? Two at North now?
Just one. There'll be another one in 3 years.
Nice.
But my oldest grandson, again, who's a freshman here, pretty much with being a freshman, he's just concentrating on his studies right now here and taking a look at maybe getting involved in some things next year.
Oh, that's great. So it's already been predetermined then that the other grandchildren are going to North. They don't have any say in the matter, right?
Well, at least one of them will be going to North. The two youngest ones, and they're a little bit younger. We'll wait and see what happens there. Okay.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I hate like bringing this up. There's always been talk about Waukesha High School's merging at some point because of declining enrollments. But I remember talking to certain school officials that don't believe it's going to happen. One, because the brands at those two schools at North and South are very established and entrenched, and people, both students and alumni alike, have that special bond or it may never happen for that very reason, because of the strong attachment that students and alumni have to the schools they attended. That's certainly fair to say for North, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask. So, you know, what do you anticipate the next 50 years will be like at North Star Nation?
It's really hard to say if the community kind of keeps going the way it's been, which is, into a transition right now where there's, you know, longer term, you know, people in the area who are, you know, moving out of the area and younger families coming in here. You know, hopefully things can keep going. There's a lot more choices for students for education now than there was not just 50 years ago, but 20 years ago here.
Sure.
So, you know, it'd be nice if in some way, shape or form, kind of the tradition and the traditions that have been here at North for a long time, as well as the, you know, the sense of community continued on. That would really be great. And it's not just North Star community. It's really the North Stars participating in help out in the whole city of Waukesha.
Sure. Terrific. So, Max, how are we doing on time? Oh, good. Yeah, so we've got plenty of time here. So that's great. Well, again, because I know you guys said you guys have a lot of work to do that you should be doing now. So I really appreciate this interruption. with everything going on. What's a typical day like for you, Brian, in your work there? You know, managing the halls, if you will.
Sure. Well, usually when I first get here, it's just walking halls, making sure, because class starts about 20 minutes after I get here. Okay. So it's just walking through, saying hi to the students, seeing if I can help out with anything. I check in with our principal and vice principal secretary to see if there's anything that they need me to do. If we've got teachers out, you know, signs might have to be posted on the doors for the students to go to a different room. You know, so that's kind of the first 20 minutes. You know, after that, it's really just roaming the halls, making sure that if somebody's in the hall that they have a pass, checking and making sure things are secure, running passes for whatever reasons it may be, helping out teachers if they need, you know, if they need. So that's pretty much the rest of the day. Lunchtime, I might be in the lunchroom helping out administration. They usually are in the lunchroom making sure things are okay. If they're in a meeting or something, then I'll be asked to myself or the other hall aide will get asked to help out with that. So
provide coverage. Sure.
Correct. You know, I mean, the good part about my job here is I definitely stay in shape with anywhere between 18 and 25,000 steps a day here. So
nice.
Trust me, I stay in pretty decent shape doing this.
I love it. That's great. And then when does your day end typically, right? When school ends, when the bell rings, or maybe a little sooner?
A little sooner. So typically my hours are 7:15 to 1:30. Okay. So the beginning of the school day till, you know, shortly after lunch. And then my partner, she works 9 o'clock to 3:15 to the end of the school day.
Nice. Good. And how long have you been doing this now?
I've been here about 18 months. So I started September of 23.
Oh, so fairly recently.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been here a year and a half. Okay. Although sometimes it seems like I didn't leave. I was part of the booster club when my kids were here. So from 2000 to 2010, I spent a lot of time here with the booster club.
Sure. That's booster clubs. My wife's the president of the South Boosters. And so we're very active in those. It's great to have those. And I know South's band has a dedicated booster club. So I don't know if North does too, or if the booster club. Yeah. So, that's really terrific. And, How do you compare today's like faculty to the faculty you had when you were at North? There's a loaded question.
Right. You know, the faculty, things have changed as society has changed for all practical purposes. Okay. When I was here, you know, students and staff together were a little bit more hands-on and maybe a little bit more communication, but things change. You know, the staff here at North does an excellent job, as well as all the staff here in the school district of Waukesha, does the best that they can to provide the best education for the students, you know, that they can, you know, given the tools and things that they have. So, you know, kudos to all the staff members in the school district of Waukesha, really.
That's great. So in about the 2 minutes we have left, Brian, what are some things that you'd want to share that you want people to know about North Star Nation and this great 50-year legacy?
Sure. You know, it's been an interesting 50 years, that's for sure. So for those of us who were here early on, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of changes for the, you know, for the good. You know, we've, as an example, we had a rubber gym floor, okay? That's now a hardwood floor.
Tartan, yeah.
Yeah, less injuries happening with that.
Sure.
A big thing for me is when we started here, we did not have our own football field. So we had to play on South Field. I think it was in 1978, we played South for homecoming on South Field. So think about that. Okay. So
we're the home team, right?
You know, and we lost. So, you know, so we've got our own football field. We've got a practice baseball field. Some of the, you know, we have more permanent classrooms now. So, you know, things have changed with time for the better.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. So, I really, you know, when this podcast posts, it'll probably either be while the event's taking place or afterwards. So I'm glad we're able to chronicle this. But, you know, again, I want to thank you, Brian Troutman, for joining us. And of course, again, to Diane Voigt for being a part of the first pod. It's this two-part podcast on the 50th anniversary celebrations at Waukesha North. I hope we can reconnect maybe in the next couple weeks to talk about some of the great things that happened today in the celebration. I think that's a really robust program. The open house, I think, is fantastic. The cake cutting, too. It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. Sure. I imagine it's purple frosting. But again, I want to thank you, Brian, for all that you do for North Star Nation, all that you do for our community. I wish you and Diane and the rest of the planning committee and everybody at North Star a very special day full of fun. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of this new podcast program. Thanks to my producer, the mighty Max Martinson. Please remember, now more than ever, safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everyone's right. And be kind to all your neighbors. And see ya!